Live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama, this is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. An old friend, not her, just our old friendship, that's what I should say, is Mary Elizabeth with us as Associate Director of the Women's Philanthropy Board. First off, let's talk about what you do.
Sure.
And the reason being is just because we've talked about this before with the philanthropy board. We had Sid come in and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the new Sid?
I am not the new Sid.
Just want to make sure. We're clear there. Get all that out there. So what exactly do you do?
So the Women's Philanthropy Board is part of the College of Human Sciences.
Yes.
We are an outreach organization, and we provide educational programs throughout the year on topics usually related to personal financial wellness, nonprofits, and philanthropy.
Okay. I will say this, those who have you've seen this house on North College, that's where your office is.
Yes.
A lot of people may assume that you're in Spiedel, because that was what Sid had talked about that before, and I don't remember when you guys moved down there. You've also had a little incident since you moved down there.
Small fire.
But everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's good. And I told you, I said, matter of fact, when we first got in that building, I don't think there was central heating and air, and I went to an event there, and it was a little warm. Y'all have since rectified that situation.
We have, thank goodness, yes.
So good for you that you got a little air conditioning, because summers, I'm sure, get a little out of whack there as well. So talking about the Women's Philanthropy Board, got an event coming up.
We do.
And is this an annual thing? Have you guys done this every year?
We have usually two major events a year, one in the spring semester and one in the fall semester.
Okay.
So this is our spring semester event, but we call it a winter workshop.
Okay. So winter workshop in spring is going to be taking place, and it's going to be on the 26th.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes. So coming up next Wednesday, which is February 26th, we're hosting an Alabama-centric event called Made in Alabama, Made by Alabamians.
I think that's awesome.
Thank you. We have different events and programs running from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but you can come and go. You don't have to stay for the entire day if you're unable to. And this is going to be held at the Auburn University Hotel and Conference Center.
The other event, wasn't it some sort of like nonprofit, like marketing seminar or something of that nature that y'all have done before?
We have, we've had nonprofit summits.
That's what it is.
That are like annual nonprofit summits, but we've actually changed that model. And now Brittany Spillman, who runs the nonprofit program, she actually takes her programming around the state.
Okay.
So we don't have the big nonprofit conference anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She does programs all over the state. She did one yesterday in Tuskegee, actually.
That is great.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the Kim Hendricks hooking us up with as if I needed some sort of presentation. I feel like I could give it now in front of me. But it did stick out in my mind because you have a pretty famous guest that's going to be there for the luncheon.
We do. We're excited to have Taylor Hicks, who is Alabama's American Idol. He's from the Birmingham area, and he's going to be our keynote, and he's going to be performing a couple of songs for us during the luncheon.
I hate to age me in this. I don't remember him being here. There were tons of people that I went to school with that remember, because he won in 06 or was in it. So I can't remember if he won that year or not.
I think that was the year he won. Yes.
So he was in 06. Of course, Alabama's American Idol. I was done in 01, and people were like, well, you saw him play, you know, at Auburn. I was like, no, I didn't. But then they started talking about he played at Champs, which is on Wire. I think it's like a tire place now. As well as the Duck that was on Wire. And so I was like, I just don't remember. But apparently he was picking and grinning down here years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so he has a little bit of he's a Bammer.
Well, we're going to forgive him for that. We told him he can't wear red or houndstooth for this event.
Well, the good news is he's coming to the event before we play him again, so y'all can rub it in a little bit.
A little bit.
Alabama at Tuscaloosa. He is going to come. He's going to play. Is he going to speak to you guys as well?
He's going to speak. He's going to talk about how being an Alabamian shaped his music career.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to talk about his philanthropic interests, and then he's going to perform just a couple of songs for us at the end.
Wonder if he's going to do originals or do some covers.
Well, we are hoping he's going to do at least the flight song and an original from his new album.
Yeah. Okay. I listen, I loved his voice when he was on there. He was one of those I was like, that dude's probably going to win. And that's why when everybody's like, you saw him play, I was like, I think I would have remembered him. Pretty sure I would have remembered him in college. But yeah, he's been around here. So you've also got some other people that are going to be speaking at this particular thing. Let's talk about those businesses as well.
Sure. Yeah. So part of the morning session, mm-hmm. We will have a series of six panelists that are from different businesses across mm-hmm. the state. So we have Priester's Pecans mm-hmm. Represented. We have Rapa Automotive, mm-hmm. Redland Cotton, mm-hmm. And three other businesses. And they will be speaking just about 15 minutes each mm-hmm. on about what their business is, again, how Alabama has shaped their business, why they're located here, and a little bit about themselves.
Again, dating myself, Priester's Pecans is in Fort Deposit. And anytime being from Red Level, Alabama, if you're going to go shopping growing up, you had to go to a mall. And the only mall was either going to be in Montgomery or in Pensacola, Florida, mm-hmm. one of the two. And so usually Montgomery is where we went. We always had to stop by Priester's because my dad had to get a pecan log
of course.
From Priester's. And so this was, 25, 30 years ago when we're doing this. And they're still going strong in that particular place.
Oh, yeah.
And it's packed more now than what it used to be when I would go home to see my family for, you know, vacation or whatever. You'd see there'd still be 20, 30 cars in the parking lot. They've had to extend the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
They've extended the building. As a matter of fact, my next door neighbor, because he is a business owner as well, that's where his Christmas gifts come from, are from Priester's Pecans that he gives it, because he usually drops one off at our front door.
It's not Christmas if you don't get something from Priester's.
Exactly.
It's not.
Exactly. So I think that's cool that they're going to, it looks like Ellen Ellis Burkett is yes. going to be coming. I don't know who Ellen Ellis Burkett is, because as I said, I'm the old guy that probably dealt with Ellen Ellis Burkett's grandparents.
Mm-hmm. So it's been in her family for years, and she started out running the store that you're talking about.
Is that right?
She did, and now she runs the whole thing.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so they've branched out. You know, years past, you used to only get Priester stuff at Priester's, and now they're distributing. So I'm sure she'll have a wonderful story to tell. They also are very philanthropic down in South Alabama. I don't know if they do anything elsewhere, but
yes, they are.
They contribute a lot to a bunch of local charities down in South Alabama. So it'll be fun. Can they still get tickets? Is it going to be too late? Would it be
yes.
on the 26th?
Yes. Tickets and table sponsorships are still available. Not very many, but we do have mm-hmm. tickets beginning at $75. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase them at aub.ie/WPB tickets.
I'm going to write that down, because when we upload this interview to the website, I will put that link in so that way they can click on it as well, because there's no chance I remember it, by the way. The reason there are tickets, it's going to go to the mission of the Women's Philanthropy Board.
Yes.
So what is the mission?
Yes. So the educational programs that I mentioned earlier, they are open to the public. Mm-hmm. We try and provide our smaller educational programs for free throughout the year. And we really have a mission specifically to educate women about personal financial wellness. Mm-hmm. But also do programs on philanthropy and nonprofit. So all of the proceeds go to support those educational programs. But we also give back to the College of Human Sciences every year through annual scholarships and grants.
Okay.
And we're very proud to have given back over $1 million throughout our history to the college. So all of the proceeds for all of our ticketed events go to support our educational programs and our scholarships and grants, as well as just Women's Philanthropy Board overall.
Let me tell you how impressive that is we have a little script in front of us, and she didn't read any of that, so you can tell she's given that speech before, probably numerous times in front of people. And so that's the kind of thing that you're going to be looking at getting to. Can I take a break real quick?
Absolutely.
I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk more about what's going on College of Human Sciences, as well as the Women's Philanthropy Board, all that more coming up. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to News Talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Back with Mary Elizabeth Fukai as we're talking about, she is the associate director of the Women's Philanthropy Board. I do want to throw that out. And we're talking about an event that they've got coming up. A little bit about the Women's Philanthropy Board. The last slide of the thing, I guess I would ask somebody what that is if somebody were asking.
Sure.
They go, what is it? What do you do?
Yeah. So we were founded in 2002. It was an initiative of the dean at the time, Dean Hinton, who realized that women were set to become the majority wealth holders in mm-hmm. the country within 10 years.
Good for y'all.
And we had, she developed this mission of educating women about personal finances mm-hmm. because at that time, especially, there was this whole generation of women who maybe their husbands had taken care of the finances mm-hmm. and they didn't even know how to write a check, but they also were outliving their husbands. So originally, that was like the primary focus of the mission. And we've since expanded, but we still have a focus on personal financial wellness. But we have now inspired youth programs through our youth division. We also have a major and a minor in the College of Human Sciences on philanthropy and nonprofit studies, which we think is unique. I don't know that there's ever been an organization like ours that has inspired a major and minor at the academic level. So we're still tied to that original mission, but we've definitely grown and expanded over the years too.
I can tell you that it is needed. My wife runs into it being in the financial district and with that sort of thing, whether it be a widow that's mm-hmm. looking to do something or a recent divorcee that's looking to do something, and they will literally depend on her to kind of give them financial advice mm-hmm. because they've never had to do it. So, yes, there's still a need for the original way it started.
Yes.
There's still a need for that. You can get tickets, by the way, by going to aub.ie. That's Aubie with a period in there. Keep that in mind. aub.ie/WPB tickets. Or we will put that on the website as well. I don't know that I can put the QR code on the website, but I will definitely have the website up there and the link to it to be able to go. Again, this is going to be on the 26th. Kind of a rundown real quick, a little recap of how the day is going to go that day.
Sure. So it starts at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. We'll have a showcase and marketplace for Alabama businesses at 9 a.m. from 9 to 10 in the Legacy Ballroom. Mm-hmm. Then beginning at 10 a.m., we'll start with our Alabama Business Owners and CEOs Showcase panelists. Mm-hmm. So we'll have six speakers kind of back to back, but they're only speaking for about 15 minutes each.
That's awesome.
So we'll have 2 hours from 10 to 12 with those six different businesses from around the state being represented. Mm-hmm. And then starting at noon, we have the luncheon featuring Taylor Hicks,
yes.
Who is going to speak and sing for us. And that'll last until about 1:30. And then at 1:30, the showcase and marketplace will resume, but also then we'll have a photo line for Taylor Hicks, and his merch will be set up then as well.
His hair actually looks darker than what it was when he was on America. You know, he was the gray-haired, you know, he was the mm-hmm. silver fox
mm-hmm.
at the tender age of probably 20-something or early 30s when he was on in 2006.
He's just aging backwards.
It's exactly it. He's Benjamin Button.
So,
I mean, he looks, in the picture, he looks younger and his hair looks darker. So
mm-hmm.
You do have some local people. I do want to mention them really quickly that are going to be there. Are they going to have product out and that kind of thing? Hornsby Farms is going to be there. They're
yes.
close to us. We do stuff with them. Coast and Cotton, Scarlet and Gold has done stuff with us as well.
Yes.
Laura Murray Designs, who you were telling me lives here, but does coloring books.
She does coloring books, of state coloring books. And so, of course, she'll have her Alabama state coloring book at the market on Wednesday.
That'll be awesome. So Wednesday the 26th, again, you can grab those tickets at aub.ie/WPB tickets. And we will have that link on the site a little bit later on. Thank you, ma'am. Good to see you.
Thank you. This is great.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.